Good afternoon. During 2012 to 2014, several patients were diagnosed with Bartonella quintana endocarditis in hospitals here in Anchorage. Although there is no requirement to report Bartonella infections, the cases were severe and unexpected, so the infectious disease physicians let the Division of Public Health know, and beginning November 2014, the CDC Arctic Investigations Program investigated cases with the Division of Public Health Section of Epidemiology. So the vector of Bartonella quintana is a human body louse, as you can see depicted here. It's an insect living and laying eggs on clothing, depending on about 5 human blood meals per day, and infestation only occurs if clothing, bedding or towels are not washed. And it can be eradicated by laundry above 130 degrees. So the consequences of quintana following an infected body louse, it's transmitted transovarially, may be trench fever after an incubation of 15 to 25 days. An estimated 1 million cases occurred during the First World War, although maybe asymptomatic. And then after up to 8 years, there may be bacteremia persisting through intra-erythrocyte infection, leading to sequelae, including endocarditis. And Bartonella quintana endocarditis is difficult to diagnose, as quintana is not routinely isolated on blood culture. Serology may be nonspecific. It's more helpful if the titer is high or there are risk factors. And PCR is needed to confirm diagnosis. And treatment is with antibiotics and surgery. So the objectives of our investigation were to identify and describe cases of quintana endocarditis diagnosed in hospitals here in Anchorage, to evaluate risk factors and to implement strategies to prevent future cases from occurring. And we defined confirmed cases as having endocarditis and then PCR positive, or having high serology titer and risk factors, as evidenced by a case control study some time back. And then suspected cases were defined if there was endocarditis and positive serology. So we just found 7 cases, but nevertheless, we'll see that they were severe cases during this time period. All 7 cases occurred in men over the age of 40 years, all presented with new valve insufficiency. Only 2 of the patients actually had a febrile illness on presentation, so they tended to present with cardiac failure, and there was no underlying illness in 2 patients. The clinical outcomes were severe. 2 patients died after refusing treatment, and all of the other patients required valve replacement surgery. What were the risk factors? Well, 4 of the patients had reported homelessness and alcoholism, and 3 of those also reported louse infestation. And of the other patients, although exposures were unknown, there were some potential clues. With one patient had evicted homeless persons, there was a janitor, and then another patient had worked disposing biomedical waste, and it's not known if these were relevant or not. However, the question was whether this was historic exposure or whether there remains now a risk from Bartonella quintana, from body lice here in Anchorage. So to do that, to investigate further, we investigated lice in Anchorage and collected lice for 6 months from clothing of patients presenting to an emergency department, and then tested the lice and shipped them down to Fort Collins, Colorado, with the help of the Division of Vector-Borne Diseases. Here's an example of 7 lice from one clothing of one patient, and no patient information was collected from this part of the investigation, but we found that there were 75 lice from 31 patients over the 6 months, and that 4 lice, or 5%, from 2 patients, or 6%, tested positive, and that was the same as the reference strain. So we concluded that exposure to body lice is an ongoing risk for quintana infection, which may result in severe disease. We were particularly concerned about the homeless population. In other settings, we know at least 20% of homeless populations have body lice, and at least 5% have been reported to have Bartonella quintana bacteremia. And in Anchorage, there are over 6,000 persons estimated to use emergency shelters each year. Shelters are able to offer free showers and laundry and also donated clothing, but they requested our support for guidance on how to eradicate body lice. We published a State of Alaska Epidemiology Bulletin with messages to providers and to shelters, gave cards to guests to find and treat lice, and provided resources for staff education, and posters to let people know that there's a public health threat. So in summary, louse infestation in Anchorage remains a risk factor for Quintana infection. Bartonella Quintana endocarditis should be considered in Alaska residents with new valve insufficiency and risk of exposure to body lice, and improved measures to treat body louse infestations may prevent these complications in affected populations. Thank you.